there are many elaborate works on the life of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, and because he was such a great acharya and he was such an ideal acharya, in fact he is an eternal associate. Like our acharya said, his original position in Krishna Leela Manjari's, Radharani has Sakhis and Manjari's and Priyam Narma Sakhis, like that, and Manjari's are considered, so generally the confidential Radha Krishna pastimes, Sakhis also don't enter. The Sakhis, their age is as much the age of Radharani. The Manjaris are very young maidens, so they freely assist the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So that means Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj is a very intimate associate of Radharani. Manjari is her name, Srupa Manjari, Guna Manjari. There are many in our acharyas. Many of the Manjaris have come as great acharyas. Vinod Manjari, like that. So, while quoting one or two things, Prabhupada says, this is the acharya. We are all to some degree siksha gurus, diksha gurus, but people who are born to do the God's work. So from their childhood, you can see that their life is an incessant activity for the glorification of Lord Hari. In Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, when his parents are departing from this world, Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Bhagavati Devi Mataji, first Bhakti Vinod Thakur disappeared from this world, and later in few other years Bhagavati Mataji, generally in families and parents die, they don't talk about how to save the humanity, how to spread the message of Godhead. Suppose your parents are dying, my dear Revati, no, please, you propagate the glories of Gauranga Deva seriously. Take care of yourself. You take care of your brothers, like that. People talk like that. But when great people, when they come into this world only to do the work of Lord Hari. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur, when he was leaving this world, he called Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj to his bedside and he said, you preach vigorously the life and teachings of Lord Gauranga, and you make Gauradham, the yoga peet, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because just visiting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace, is more than reading many, many books. Because Audarya Dham. That doesn't mean that you have to immediately make plans, okay? Maharaj, please arrange or visit. Where your Vaishnavas stay inside your Lord, that is as good as the Dham. So, he told, and similarly, Bhagavati Devi also, they are not ordinary souls, they are always thinking about how can we do something for the unfortunate people of this world, how can we spread the glories of the world and make everybody very, very fortunate. So, this is how great souls, they take birth in such noble families. And in that, as a child of 3-4 years, when people are, so when he ate mango, and just to educate his son, Bhaktivinoda Thakur did not really take it seriously. We train our children, bow down, Matha Teko, say Hare Krishna, put this flower on the altar, just training. So similarly he said, my dear son, don't you know that you should not eat anything before offering it to Krishna? Just like he said. And because this is an Acharya, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he said, I ate mango, what is actually meant for the pleasure of the Lord, so I am an offender. So because I am an offender, he punished himself. I will not eat mangoes for the rest of my life. And he became a world acharya. Naturally, you know, whenever the followers and the disciples, you bring best things to offer to the Lord and his representative. So they were bringing from all over India varieties of mangoes. He would say, I'm an offender before the Lord. So I cannot eat mango for my life. Prabhupada said, this is an acharya. How they can maintain their vow all their life and how they are serious at any stage of their life. And similarly, one time the Raja of Kasim Bazar, must be some place in Bengal, Kasim Bazar Raja, he arranged a big sammelan. But for this, sammelan, sadhu sammelan, all kinds of sadhu. And because Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj was also very famous, so he wanted them also to come and give his discourses to the public. And Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj came. 4 days he did not eat. 4 days continuously he did not eat anything. He said, there are no devotees here, these are all sahajiyas and mayavadis. How can I eat? There was an arrangement to cook. It's not like Vaishnava. He did not tell anybody also. Later, the king of Kasim Bazar, he came to know. He felt very bad. For 4 days, he did not eat anything, but he continued to preach. So this is an acharya, how they stick to their principles. They rather would not like to dilute their life when there is no food, chalega, like that. They are not compromising. And Uh, another time there was Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was only a young man of 18 years, like, and there were many big scholars, Brahmins, and all that. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was invited. He was also a big scholar. He was invited to attend, to address the gatherings. But suddenly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur became ill. And Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, he volunteered to represent his father. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "All right, you write." That is about the position of a Brahmin. The position of a Brahmin. So they were talking about caste Goswamis, caste Brahmins, or by birth Brahmins, these people, they want to establish. Timing is still there. Pamphlet. Pamphlet. You know him already. So, what did I say? Bhaktivinoda Thakur suddenly became ill, but Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj immediately said, "I would like to represent you." So Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to know, he is going to attend a very big scholars program, that you may not do a proper job or what. There is a question of establishing who is a Brahmin, who is a Vaishnava. And who can become a Brahmin and like that. So it is like the caste Brahmins, by birth Brahmins, they want to establish that they are very superior people. But that is not according to scriptures. Scriptures talk about Brahmins by qualification, that anyone can become a Brahmin, provided he knows what it means to be a Brahmin, and he can go through the austerities of a Brahmin. Brahmin means one who can regulate, control his body and stay on spiritual platform. This is a Brahmin. So nothing to do with any caste or birth and things like that. So Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, he wrote such a eloquent article, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur became very happy. He has presented his arguments and in such a pakka way. And then actually, when he went there, and so many people were talking about this, that, and the turn came for Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he presented, to begin with, Brahmins are really, they are head of the society. Brahmins are really, they are the best. And they all Brahmins, he is glorifying us. And then he started saying, who is actually a Brahmin? So, and then after the lecture was over, thousands of people gathered. We never heard of him, because he was actually teaching anybody can. Anyone from any background, whether he is educated or uneducated, or he is from a Sudra background. Anybody, if he is training and if you are determined, you can be a Brahmin. So, because this is truth, so all people, the standing ovation, they call it, huh? Everybody, wah, 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 they all said after his speech. And they wanted, all these, a very young man, only 22 years or like that, everybody wanted to touch his feet, everybody, like that. They wanted to go and take dust from his feet. It was so pure. So this is an acharya. He knows how to establish uncompromisingly thing. And they are three other things how Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was a very powerful saintly personality. To prove that which happened in his life. There used to be a person called is a retired judge, he was a very prominent person in the society, and he became interested in spiritual life, but he went to an upper sampradaya. He was caught up in upper sampradaya. Because he was a sincere man, he was not happy, because in that ashram, it is not exactly like Gaudiya sampradaya. Upper sampradaya means some loose activities. Although the bhajan is there, the discourses are there, but loose behavior. That means the woman can come and touch the feet of the guru, things like that, which are not accepted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One should always keep a distance and offer pranams and like that. So this judge, it was looking a little odd that the woman go and massage the feet of the guru or things like that. Otherwise there was bhajan. So you don't know what is haji-paji ideas in the mind. So this guru was a little uncomfortable, and but somehow he was caught up in that sampradaya. And this Krishna wanted to save him or something like that. And this Rohini Kumar Ghosh, he happened to walk by, and there was a discourse taking place of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. And he sat there and he heard. Then he was completely, wow, this is actually knowledge. Where I'm stuck, where I'm caught. So I'm not in the right place, but he doesn't know. So he came back. He could not sleep all the night. See, all the Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj pravachanam, it was ringing in his ears. Wow, there's pure devotional services like that. What is going on here? And then while he was thinking what to do, how to, he was attracted obviously to Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, but how to do a determined effort, then he was getting kind of a dream kind of state, and in that he saw this upper sampradaya, so-called, you know, sometimes we see here also, Kalki Bhagavan, wife and husband, like Lakshmi Narayan, they see it, and like fools, everybody will worship them, and things like that. Nobody has any common sense how to recognize God or the representative of God. So, he saw in the dream the wife and husband whom he had accepted as his guru and guru patni. Suddenly they became tigers male tiger, female tiger and tigress. And then they were trying to attack this Rohini Kumar Ghosh. And then their life is going to finish. He stay under them. So, and suddenly, he saw Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj taking a stick and drove away the tiger and tigress. Meanwhile, his dream got broken. Ah. So, yeah, no doubts remained. Only Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj can protect me. So, now he became very decisive, decided. And he just left the ashram, came and took proper shelter of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. Another instance, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj's own brother is the fourth son of 10 brothers. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has 10 children. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the fourth. And this Anada Prasad is the elder brother of Bhakti. He used to be always sick. Headaches, jittiness, all the way like suffering. And then the time of death came, and he just called Bhaktisiddhanta, his brother, to the bedside and told him, you know, I have taken birth, fortunately, in your family, but I offended you in my past life. I was a Ramanuja Vaishnava, and I tried to offend you, the Gaudiya Siddhanta. That's how I have to get the body of a sick person. And until you apologize, then they're saying they're not seeing as brothers. Actually, it is a fact. Nobody is brother, this and that. We're all souls. So he told, now kindly you forgive him. And then when he was saying, on his face, Raman is Tilak, you know, Gaudi Tilak looks like this man. Then he entered the man. Wildland Tilakam Betuna, Nuyam Betuna. Krishna was Yendelkam Betuna. Kanpatal, Utgodam Bhagavan. See, hello, we give him after the class. Class and Rata, Tilakam Mukhisan. Rose Atabit goes simple. నువ్వు పెట్టుకోవాలా? నువ్వు పిల్లాడు పిల్లాడు అయినా నువ్వు అడుగుతావు కృష్ణ భక్తులు చూడంగానే హరే కృష్ణ గుర్తొస్తుంది. అందరికి నువ్వు ప్రచారం చేసినా చెప్పి నువ్వు మోహన్ చూడంగానే ఇక్కడ హరే కృష్ణ అని అనుకుంటావు. వాళ్ళకి నువ్వు మేలు చేసిన వాడు భగవన్ గుర్తు చేసి ఇంట్లో వాళ్ళందరికీ నువ్వేమీ తోసి చెప్పకపోయినా మోహన్ చూడంగానే హరే కృష్ణ కృష్ణ భక్తులు కలిసిపోయినావు తెలుసు. ఇది సర్ గణేష్. సో ఆన్ హిస్ ఫోర్హెడ్ లైక్ యూనో వీఆర్ డైలీ పుట్టింగ్ తిలక్ అండ్ సమ్టైమ్స్ యూ మే నాట్ పుట్ తిలక్ బట్ వీ డైలీ పుట్ తిలక్ అండ్ యూ మూవ్ ఇన్ ది సన్ ఫర్ సో మెనీ ఇయర్స్ దేర్ ఇస్ అ పర్మనెంట్ ఇంప్రెషన్ మార్క్ బికాస్ there is something and other place there is nothing. So this place becomes like a little. One time it happened also. I was in the train and I forgot to take tilak with me, and devotees feel very bad if they cannot put nice tilak on the forehead. Devotees, some of them they like to have tilak, they feel just putting tilak is so satisfying to the devotees. Whenever Prabhupada, Svatakirti Prabhu, he wrote his memories about Prabhupada, and there was a pastime. Whenever Prabhupada was in the flight and he was about to land, Svatakirti Prabhu knows now Prabhupada wants tilak. You'll make sure when I come before my disciples, Acharya, before he returns, he will never see that his face is not having tilak. He'll make sure that he has a very bright tilak on his forehead. Not see it is still there, not like that. Bright tilak. So, whenever the flight is about to land, and Sritakirti Prabhu says, I have to be ready with little water thing and tilak and a cloth. Prabhupada will nicely put tilak and the cloth, will remove that. And he'll create a broad smile. He's very happy about it. And good tilak on his forehead. So, this Ramanuja tilak was clearly visible on his forehead, because for a lifetime was the Ramanuja he was wearing, so that was still there, that mark. And then he prayed, although he's a younger brother, it's another prasad. His name is Vimala Prasad at that time. It's Vimala Prasad. He apologized for my offenses. Forgive me so that I don't have to take birth again to suffer and things like that. And then Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj is initiation then. We all want to be committed to Guru. Sometimes we fight, we disagree, what not, we do so many things. Still we think we are Vaishnavas. So Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, yes, although he was a very bright student in his class, he never used to read books, textbooks. He cleared his entrance and got admission in the Sanskrit college, and he would read all religious literature. He doesn't read his subject. Just by glancing, hearing one time, he used to master the subject. So he was not worried about how to clear the examination. He was always the topper. Still, he could become anybody in life. But he was not interested in material knowledge, material positions. He was anxious to devote his life for devotional service. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, he was restless. Devotional service begins from the time you come under the shelter of a guru. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was God himself, but he did not exhibit. He did not exhibit the exalted status of a devotee until he was initiated by Iswara Puri in Gaya. Till 24 years of his life, he was scholar Nimai Pandit. And then he went to Gaya on the excuse of doing Sraddha to his departed father, Jagannath Misra. So he went there, and then there he happened to meet Iswara Puri first time. Immediately recognized him from Iswara Puri's great devotion. And Iswara Puri also recognized him. This is only in the form of a disciple, but he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they had a beautiful exchange of a disciple will talk of a person will glorify God. Nice chapter is there. Nimai Pandit meeting his spiritual master, Iswara Puri in Gaya, in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So he took Diksha, and from that time, completely, before that he was a very arrogant scholar, always debating, arguing, suddenly, completely, and he would not. That's called Harinam Vyakarna. Harinam previously was teaching grammar. Now every grammar word you have to use different names of Krishna. He is God, you can teach. He became like that, and then he was not interested in that also, and then he started what we sing, you know, almost daily. Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Gopal Govinda. These are the two lines. After taking these two lines, Narottam Das Thakur, he made a song from that. Taking the two lines of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he introduced these two lines. Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. And he made all his students to immerse in chanting the holy names and dancing. He started. And he said, "Now I can no longer teach you because I cannot say anything other than the holy name of God." So the point is, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he was restless, although he could do anything in life. How can I take mantra from my spiritual master and dedicate my complete life for the service of Lord Hari? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he saw the restlessness, and then he himself suggested that you take initiation from Gaur Kishore Das. Babaji is a Siddha Purush. And Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, he knows that his father is not also an ordinary man. What he has decided for him is the best thing to do. Actually, he took Bhaktivinoda Thakur as his guru. He always used to go with Bhaktivinoda Thakur to religious discourses, and everybody was surprised. He was so chilling and restless. But Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was only 5-6 years old. He listened to everything very carefully, and he can repeat the whole thing immediately. So everybody was amazed at his concentration and at his interest. So anyway, so Bhaktisiddhanta came to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. You know, the Gaur Kishore Das Babaji's pranam mantra, you know, Namaste Gaur Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagyamate Viparlambara Sambhode Padambhojayate Nama. It is like the personification of Vairagya. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was eating just in a skull, rice soaked in water, and he doesn't want to meet so-called people who come for his blessings. He just sit in very dirty places, tiles, so people don't want to go there. I said, this place is better than being with people who have material desires. He was so renounced, and he used to take clothes from the dead bodies. He was just to cover the body. I need some cloth. So on the dead bodies, you know, the clothes will be there, people throw them away. He used to collect those clothes and he used to cover his body. Such a renounced person. So he went and he asked, he said, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, he said, I cannot accept anyone as my disciple. So I don't want any disciples. He said, no, you should give me diksha, otherwise my life has no meaning. And when he was saying like this, then Gaur Kishore Das Babaji said, unless Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells me, I cannot accept you. So all that you find out from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave me diksha. So after a few days he came back again. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tell you? I forgot about the whole thing. I did not remember that I had to ask him. I have not asked him anything. Then he had to go back again. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was so determined. He remembered the life of Ramanujacharya, who was rejected 18 times from Kanchipuram. He was going to Srirangam to Kanchipuram. In those days, people had to walk. But he was patient. He was going to take diksha from Goshtipurna, like that. So he remembered, I will wait any amount of time, I will do anything, but I have to accept him as mine. So he came back and was saying, third time he told, your scholarship, your knowledge, this is all nothing before devotional service. So I cannot accept you as my disciple because you are a very big scholar. Then he said, see, my Guru Maharaj is a servant of Kapata Chudamani. Krishna is always like this, and he is also dealing with me in a crooked way. He should accept me. Then he said, if you don't give me diksha, tomorrow you will not see me alive. And he started walking back. That means he meant he was not worried about anything. And he also knows Gaur Kishanda, he is not an ordinary man. He said, please come, my dear Vimal Prasad, please come back. I will accept you as a disciple. He used to never allow anybody to touch his feet. But whenever Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj will come, he will put both his feet on his head. And others he will not allow them. And Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj became guru and he was accepting disciples. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj decided that please send them all here like that. And he was so affectionate to Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. So his initiation took place in such a determined way. And also, when Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, his brahmachari name was Rishabhanavi Devi Daita, servant of Radharani. Rishabhanavi Devi Daita Das. So, when he wanted to take sannyas, he was not there, Gaurkit, so being an acharya himself, he just put a photo of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji and made danda, and he put it before him, and then he took the danda, he took sannyas by himself. He had such a relation with his Guru Maharaj, and he took just like that. We see the photo, but we don't see the Guru there. He could actually, he took the permission. And then he took the name himself, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He took the name, sannyas name himself. So these are all the exceptional things. And there are many other things that we will discuss again. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ji.